Yo, back with some more ZMS podcast. So we are your host, MTG, me, and then we have a guest, Jamal, in the building.
Yeah, what's up? First night on this podcast. I've listened to some of their podcasts before. It seemed pretty enjoyable, and I wanted to hop on. So let's get right into it.
So he's going to start with his fights. We're going to talk about our biggest fights in general, but most of them are going to come from school. Okay, let's get into it.
Well, he said it came mostly from school, but my first one didn't come from school.
Nah, your best fights. It could be from school or not.
I just started off with my best one?
Do from least to best.
My least best one was, let me give you the background story. I told this before on another podcast. We were playing tag the whole class. When we were playing tag, I was literally legit. I had my shoes on, you know, when we have the lemon pepper steppers on. You know, you'd be feeling legit. You know, you'd be feeling like you're the fastest kid on the court, man.
Turn up your mic. Turn up your mic.
She said she wasn't trying. It didn't matter much to me. But, okay, let's get back into business. Okay. So, we were playing tag. Of course, I wasn't it. Because we did some eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Never get picked. We run off. 10 seconds. You know, one of the girls, because there was like 4 boys in our class, and like there was like 20 girls. And then one of the girls went after me, because they knew that I was pretty legit that day. I had my lemon pepper steppers. And I kicked my heel back twice. I dipped. She didn't catch me. She wasn't faster than me. You know what's funny? Is that I saw her wearing these shoes, and I got them. Not because she was wearing them, but I just wanted them. And I felt hella fast in these shoes. She tagged another girl. Wait,
Who was the girl you're talking about?
Naomi. Oh. She had these shoes on. And once after that, they tagged a boy named George. He was supposedly the fastest person in our class. And I said, nah, not today. I got my lemon pepper steppers. Of course, he gonna come for me. He was all just swinging around. He was running after me. I was like, yeah, you ain't catching me. I was trying to juke him up a bit. You know, I played football back then. Still do. Juke this shit. Didn't catch me. Juked him again. Didn't catch me. He didn't give up much. He went for another boy. I don't know what. Abdul. He went for Abdul. Abdul caught this nigga. I was like, yo, Abdul, who's it? And he was like, yo, bro, run, George, is it? And he was like, yo, touch the base with me. And I was like, I bet. And he was like, yo, let's look together. Then he tagged me. I'm like, yo, bro, what? You said it wasn't it. He said it was George. He tagged me. I'm like, I bet. I'm not tagging him back. I'm going for George because he was chasing me all around. I'm running to George. Meanwhile, we're on the other side of the entrance. This nigga, the girls think I'm going for them, but then they notice I'm going for George. I pick up the pace. He picks up the pace. I say, nah, nigga, this is the day I catch you. I have my lemon pepper steppers. This nigga wasn't running away from me. And I tagged him. I guess I might have pushed him too hard because he stopped because he was right by the gate. And you know when you stop a car and you jerk up, of course. I was like lost control, and I was like, and you could like when you're swinging your legs and hands. I was running OD fast. That's the fastest I ever went. I felt like I was running 100 miles per hour. Boom! I hit him in the back. Pause. He touches the gate. I guess he landed flat out on the gate. He turned around, but he didn't. But I tagged him before he landed on the gate. He turned around. Boom! Started running after me. I was like, yeah. You could tell in his eyes this nigga is mad. I'm like, yeah, but I'm not letting this nigga catch me, though. But for some reason, my magical shoes just wasn't working no more. Like, somehow, some way, they just ran out of juice. Like, I guess. And then he just tagged me. Or he may have been going some Ultra Instinct and just got real faster. But I doubt that's the case. And he tagged me. Not tagged me. He grabbed me and stuff. I don't remember it vividly.
Imagine a dude grabbing another dude.
Man, boys. Man. Okay, he grabbed me, and we were by a puddle. We went in the day after that, or the day before, the day after that.
Let me guess, he threw you in a puddle.
Nah, boy wasn't catching me. He tried to grab me. He tried to throw me in there, though. Don't forget that. I was like, nah, I'm not going out there. I pushed him back. I was like, yeah, we're throwing real hands. I slapped myself, pop out. Hit him like a 1-2 combination. Miss hit me back. It wasn't so funny when I was like, yeah, I got the little bit of slaps. Bap, 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 bap. Went back and forth for a good couple of seconds. The teacher was right next to us. So for some reason, they didn't break it up. And Miss Pullman was the vice principal at the time. Not no other vice principal or no vice principal. Then he takes a second attempt to push me in. I'm like, you know what, bro? If I'm going down, because I was right behind the puddle, so if he pushes me in, I'm going down. So I just didn't resist it. He felt wild surprise, and he let his guard down. I was like, turn him to the side so he would break my fall. And then but then he kind of twisted me just enough that he wasn't taking all the impact. And then we both fell on our sides on a puddle. And then
so y'all both was wet and dirty in the freaking puddle.
Facts, yeah. And that was it was like near the end of the day.
At least you got him in there. At least you got him in there.
Yeah, I wasn't going solo. I was going to either drag him in there or none of us was going in there. Or he was just going in there. Yeah. I wasn't going solo. I would either
go. Anybody saw?
Him. Huh?
Anybody what? Saw? Like any kids saw you both in the puddle?
Yeah, because it was like they was lining up to get ready. And because I remember that after the fight, I got taken by a teacher, and I remember everybody in the line. And we both went back to our lines at that time. And this woman took me out. She sent me to a student. I think it was Iran, I believe. I don't know. I don't think I remember. But, yeah, that's the end of that fight. You know, George, we had, like, Miss Mara or whatever her name was. And we had a chat about it in the cafeteria. He was like, oh, I guess he thought I was going to attack him because I guess I was running very fast towards him. So he hit me first. Like, we all know that wasn't true. But then it doesn't matter to me who hit first. If you hit me, actually it does. If I hit you first, then it's either we're play fighting or I'm not hitting you first. Like, I never take the first swing unless, like, I know you're ready for that action. Like, if I'm play fighting with you, then I'm not going to take it serious. But if I know you're about that action, then I'm going to swing first. Like, you really want to fight me. Then I'm going to swing first. But then in other cases, I don't really swing first.
You're done?
Yeah.
My questions of that fight is no hands were thrown?
No. I hacked my baby. I slapped him up a bit, he slapped me up a bit, but no punches were thrown. I think he tried to put through a punch, but I, like, dodged it, or he either just missed. Oh, no.
I'm going to tell you about my first fight, and then he'll tell you, after my first fight, he'll tell you about the second fight. So my fight I'm going to show, it's like a mid-tier fight. It's not the top. So, the fight I'm going to talk about is the one where it's with a boy named George. So, we were at recess with the vice principal was our, like, instructor. So, we were at recess. And Jamal, a boy named Jamal, and Usman, a boy named Usman, and George were playing with me. 2v2. Usman was on my team, And then, George was on Jamal's team, so I was dribbling the ball. Jamal was hacking me up. He was hacking me up, and then I got tight, so I shoved him, because I was really, he got me tight, because he was hacking. And then George can't fight his own fight, so he wants to get up and start drama, so he shoves me back. Well, not back. He shoves me, even though I didn't shove him. I shoved his teammate. So, and then I shoved him back. And then I jumped and I said, bah, bah, bah. I clapped him and I clapped his bean 3 times. Bah, bah, bah. He hit me again. He hit me, like he smacked me. And then I clapped him 3 times again. And then, surprisingly, no teacher saw us, and no students saw us, surprisingly. Well, some students, I would say 2 students. Like, the people who were playing in the game, like, seen it. Yeah. And so. Yeah, like. Yeah, that's basically it. And then, while we were walking down the ramp, like, we were walking down from recess, and George was acting like the fight never happened. Yeah, and that's pretty much it.
He acted like it didn't happen because I broke up the fight. Because we would have all got sit down on a bench, and you two would have had a what's his name, and it would just been me. It was when I was bored. But the key factor is, I was gonna hit you back. Don't think I was scared. I was gonna hit you back, though. Me and George just came out of nowhere. I didn't even see him. He hit you. But that's the only thing that I'm mad about, bro. That could have been our first fight, bro.
Yeah, we planned to fight in, like, this family spring night event, but school closed down, so we couldn't have the fight.
Keep in mind, this is 2019. We didn't know COVID was going to happen. Unfortunate. Well, let me go to the next story. Mm. My next story is my fight with...
With who?
Muhammadu.
Oh, the other one?
Yeah. Muhammadu Tungara.
So what was it?
It was where I slapped you and then you got knocked out, bro. You remember that?
You are lying. You are lying. Bro. You are lying. Say a real fight for the podcast.
Let me actually be for real. My second best fight was, my second best fight was when I fought George.
Did I see this fight or not?
I don't know. I don't think you did. No, I forgot all about this. Like, you guys might come at me for hitting a girl, but, like, this was a while ago.
I don't care if somebody hits a girl, if a girl hitted the boy. Because I punched the shit out of ISIS because she wanted to shove me on the ground, right? So I punched the shit out of ISIS. What was I supposed to do? Oh, you're a girl. I'm not going to touch you. Hell no, I was not going to back down.
Plus, we were in elementary school, bro.
Facts.
So, let me get into this story. Oh, my phone's about to die. It's my charger, and it's over there. I'm gonna get it later. Okay, it was, recess. I forgot what we was fighting. We was playing soccer. We were playing soccer, and you know how soccer gets, any sports get, where the loser is always gonna pout and stuff. Sarah was on our team this time, not the fight that I had with Sarah. Like, it wasn't a fight, but an argument. And then, yeah. Jazbo was on the team. That's why Miss Pullman was switching us out.
Oh, not her. Not Jazz. Not Jazbo. Jazbo's a creep.
He was trying to hit on me, bro.
She was a creep.
Mommy, shut up. I'm telling a story. Yeah. I didn't really see her much in the halls after we switched classes. Like all day. Okay, but. Okay. That, it was. My phone was switching us out. And people were complaining because I was in the game for like 5 minutes while other people were in for like 2 minutes and stuff. Because.
Oh, she was switching. She was switching in and out?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. She kept switching in and out for some, because there was too much players.
But then, I didn't just switch up for 5 minutes, and they were like, your mom had not switched out. And she said the reason why. It was like, because he was waiting for so long. Because I kept getting clipped. Like, people kept going in front of me, and she kept accepting. And I was like, why are you letting them go in front of me? And she was like, just let them go. I'll give you extra time. And she gave me extra time. And I was like, no, that's not fair. I was like, he's not even good. And I was like, I'm better than you. And I said, are you in? She got in the game. I nutmiked her. I put the ball back. That's all I could really do back then. Or twist the ball. Like, twist with the ball. I could do that as well. That's really it. And I was trash at scoring, bro. And I guess you could say I was trash at dribbling as well. But I could just barely dribble. But decently, at least. She tried to steal the ball. She kicked me in my shin. Like, well. And I was like, I bet. I didn't take her back. I didn't do that because it's soccer. And I made sure I scored a goal. I forgot who the goalie was. I think it was like Kevin or something. Kevin was the goalie. Boom, boom, bow. Hit the ball. He ducked. And Jazbo mad. He keep throwing the ball up, and it was all like, pass, Jazbo. Keep in mind, George was on that team, so of course, he was mad. And she doesn't pass, she goes up past me. I steal the ball, like, whoop, my ball now. Kick it in the goal. I obviously hit the pole, like, there was a pole that would make you block your shot. That makes no sense, because the other goal didn't have a pole that made you block your shot. Okay, I missed. I get the ball back. It almost went out of. I did like a curve kick, made it in. I think I got subbed out. I was like, yo, you guys are trash. And then they was all like, shut up. Besides like Kevin, Elsa. And she was like, SMD. Like, cause me and her were cool. And then like other stuff. And some other people. And I think Muhammad were on my team. He was like, pass the ball.
Nah, that was because you weren't passing the ball. and I was the best player. So imagine if you're Messi and then you have this average player or like good player but who's not the best. Taking the ball, dribbling up the ball, wasting shots, and then you're the best waiting for the ball.
I made the second attempt though, and he was like, "Oh my gosh, okay, if you made it, pass the ball."
I swear, I got tight easily back in those days.
Facts, that's true, bro. But it was just funny, bro. And you would always make people laugh without trying it. Oh my gosh, let's not even get to that. That could be another podcast about our old school days. But yeah, let's get all that out the way. We played the game. We won. Jagbell was like, you suck. You can't even dribble. All the girls was on my meat. I was like, that's why y'all were. And keep in mind, Puma wasn't like, you know, puts on some random teams, right? And switches us around on random teams. She kept the same teams of the same people. Because we did like a team pick and everybody got switched out and subbed. That's how we did that day. And I was me, Muhammadu, Kevin C, the little one. I could be going down on the other team, and everyone else, George was on the other team, and he was like, yo, bro, I don't want to be on the team, and he told me so, Elsa was on the team, but he was still tight about it, and then afterwards, I was like, bro, you suck, and then Jezebel starts taking out Ben. Like, she sees this directly in a blue bin. And she has a green bin. And I was like, yo, bro, put the book.
Get to the fight.
Yeah, this is about to be it. And I said, put the bin down. And she threw it at me. Like, no, that's my stuff in there. And all the rest of the people were like, yo, bro, what are you doing? Because then I was messing with Jezebel. Okay. And then she swings at me. I'm like,
she swung at you.
Yeah, because she threw the bin at me, and then she was mad at me. I don't know if it was because of the game, and people were yelling at her, and I was yelling at her, and she swung at me. I weaved it. I was thinking about hitting somebody. Have you ever thought, like, in a fight, like, to punch somebody? Have you ever thought, like, you haven't did it before? And I was like, let me punch. I want to try it out. Have you ever tried that?
Yeah. I didn't try, but I thought of hitting somebody.
Punch it, right? Not like violently, just like, I want to try. I want to punch somebody. Right? So I was like, you know what? Let me throw my hand in her fist. But I was like, nah, she's a girl. I'm just going to take her up with a slap, but just put a little bit of force in it. I was like, bing! I didn't have that much force. Bing! He said, everybody thought I punched her. Miss Pullman thought I punched her. Like, bro, I was. And there was another time that people thought I punched her. Like, bro, I slapped her. But this time with a little bit of breath left behind it. And after that, they were like, oh, my God, Jamal, you violated. And she was like, I can't hear her in this ear. I think my eardrum's broken. But, like, she was gap. She was major gap. There's no way I hit her that hard. And then, but she couldn't hear out that ear. You could tell. But yeah, it was clogged. Everybody was calling me a goat for slapping her. Like, yo, you slapped her mad hard. I even heard that, and I was at the back still. People were saying that. I don't know if it was true or not, if you could hear it from the back, of course. But people were saying that, so I believed it.
Okay, that's it.
Yeah, you go ahead, Mohammed. Let's see what you got.
So, I'm a speed run because we got 8 minutes max. Because this is a 30-minute max. So, I'm a speed run. So, I'm going to do one more. And then, Jamal, you can do one more. So, the fight I'm going to talk about is the one where there was this boy in my class named George. So, we were in recess, right? So, it was like this reward thing for the good kids. Like, they got to go to recess, another recess. So, with our teacher at the time, Miss Emiliano's class. So, George wasn't supposed to be there in the first place. It happened in fourth grade. So, George wasn't supposed to be there in the first place. They just let him slide, even though he wasn't supposed to be there in the first place. Because he gets pressed. He gets mad if he doesn't get what he wants. So, we were playing basketball. It was like a 3-on-3. We were playing basketball. I crossed him up. Like, it was the 10th game, so he wanted to win. So, if he lost, he would be mad, obviously. So, he wanted to win. I crossed him up and then shot and scored on him. And then his team lost at the end of the game. His team lost. So, we were in the line, and then...
Is this the thing where you guys fight in line? Because I think I remember this.
Yeah, we fought online, yeah. So, he was mad that his team lost. So, I said, I crossed you. Because he kept saying, like, when we were playing... You didn't cross me. I slipped. He was making excuses, basically. So then I said, stop making excuses. I crossed you. So then he swung at me. He slapped me, and then I shoved him. And then he fell into the teacher. And then they took him in. He got in trouble. I didn't really get in trouble. They just... And when he swung at me, I had my... people were saying that I was being scared because all I did was shove him, but that's literally not the case. All I could do was shove him, like, because when he smacked me, there was teachers crowding up already. So I shoved him into the teacher. And yeah, that's basically it.
Oh, I thought you were about to go on because people said you were scared. And I thought you were going to say, like, the one where you swung your jacket or accidentally swung. I don't know
which intent. No, that was a different fight.
Yeah. Okay, so
let me speed run through that fight. So the same dude named George, we had a fight because he was mad that his team lost in basketball. He was tight and he got cross. So then he swung at me. He tried to punch me. He missed. I had my jacket up. Some other dudes like Usman, they were saying that I was scared. They were saying that I was holding up my jacket because I was scared. I was using that for shield. Because it was the first day of the soccer team. And I didn't want to get kicked. So I didn't want to, like, hit back like it then. So I was holding up my coat. He swung at me. I shoved him. Teachers took him in. He went to, like, the safe room. Like, they took him into... He got in trouble, basically. Yeah, that's it.
Well, if that's it, then okay, let me. So what is that? I'm gonna speed run through this because I want to do one more as well.
Wait. We only have time for one more because the max limit is 30. Unless you could speed run in 4 minutes between two.
Okay, look. Okay, I got you. Okay, it was me, my class. We went on a trip. It was three of us and three of that kid. I know this story might seem different because I said he was alone, but then now I remember he was with three other people. He was with Tristan, Anthony, and one more person, but I forgot who. And we all went on a trip. Tristan was acting a little like a sussy baka. He was holding a stick like, yeah, you wanna fight, bro? He was holding it to me, Deshaun, and I forgot him too. Deshaun and Aiden. And then he was acting sus. No, that's not the time he was acting sus, but yeah, he was acting tough. I was like, yo, bro, you wanna go? And I put him in his place. He tried to throw it at me. I grabbed that out of his hand.
We have a minute 30.
Okay, look. This is my last fight of this is when it was three of us.
So that was three of them.
Okay, so there was this one time it was not the same fight that we just had. It was outside the store, it was me and two other people. Some kids rolled up like, yo bro, you wanna run some basketball 3-on-3? I was like, I bet. So we played, they lost, they were speaking hot trash, like, bro, you're trash, bro. Why are you kidding me? I was like, you're going
speed, we got like 50 seconds.
And I was like, and I spanking you? He was like, yeah, bro, but you still trash, bro. And I was like, yo, bro, you trash too. And I was pressing him out because he was pressing me out. He was like, so what's up? What you going to do? And his friend was like, yo, what's up? What you trying to do? They tried to hit us. Yo, but we like a. It was a 1v1 for each. His man tried to hit me. I was like, nah. Bow. That was the first time I punched somebody. Kept slapped him up. Bow, bow, bow. He was not doing nothing. An adult came and broke it up. The people I was rolling with, they slapping up their man. So one of my hands got hit.
That's all we got. Yeah, that's all we got time for. Yeah. Watch some more podcasts. Peace.